events hardly seen and real. When we read the Ulladu Narpadu, 40 verses on reality, the truth about the real world becomes evident. But how is one to deal with challenging situations in the world? For example, the department of a company where you work may not be needed, but you are forced to continue working there because your family depends on you. In addition to this, you have a difficult boss, and because of the recession in India, switching jobs is infeasible. Our cup of woes seems filled to the brim. We understand that it is all a concoction of the mind, but the harshness of these seemingly real events hardly seems unreal. How do we retain focus on the consciousness, which is the only reality, while dealing with illusion? Same devotee from India. A theoretical understanding of the truth of our existence does not immediately translate into transcendence. The mind may understand, but the mind is not entirely ours. Its samskaras, tendencies, and habits do not evaporate the moment we intellectually understand that we are the self beyond time and space. Our perception of life may totally change. Our desires and ambitions may automatically be reset, but it is very unlikely that we will fall into permanent samadhi and be liberated. That is why, in the vast majority of cases, it is recommended for the devotee to practice self-surrender along with self-inquiry. Only when our faith in the Guru becomes unshaken can we surrender completely. And when the I is completely surrendered to its source, realization of our true nature is experienced. Sadhana is more than just an intellectual process. God's or the Guru's grace comes to sincere sadhakas in different forms. The most potent form is often one that is not recognized. It is in the form of insurmountable difficulties. How we are saved from them or overcome them is normally not in the way devised by the mind. In fact, it is the mind that is in the way of its solution. At some point in our lives, we realize that we are not in control of the events that bring us happiness or sorrow. We feel our limitations in finding solutions to our problems. It is at such times that we have the greatest opportunity to progress spiritually and experience the greatest peace and happiness. It does sound paradoxical, but it is true. If your best friend who has unlimited resources at hand comes to you and says, "Leave it to me, I will take care of your problem," would you hesitate to comply? That exactly is the case of the sincere devotee and his or her insurmountable difficulties. If we simply throw up our hands and say, "Oh Lord, please take care of these problems, I give them over to you," will he not respond? He will, but he cannot unless we give over the problem to him. If we still keep it with us, still feel burdened by it, how can he take it? We have to let go. So we must hand over the problems to the Guru. Let him do what is best for us and be at peace. He knows what is best for us and will do what is needed. It is his problem, not ours. He knows what is best and when and how to do it. He is the burden. You have no longer any cares. All your cares are his. Such is surrender. says Sri Ramana Maharishi. So I suggest you do this. It will work and you may be surprised at what happens. Editor.